When spammers strike, remember this. DNS-based anti-spam projects can only respond after the fact. The majority of projects based on maintaining a list of spam-friendly, spam-neutral, or insecure systems are based on listing spam sources after the fact, mostly because they need evidence of the spam to make the listing. Spammers, keen on avoiding these projects, will send their spam and quickly move on to an unlisted network. A listing that occurs a week later or even minutes later is still too late because the spam that prompted the listing was successfully sent. I'm Gordon Fessick for Pan Am Internet Services. That's pan-am.ca.